96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. It's Hump Day. We got a lot going on today, of course. We got the White House check-in, and we got Sound Off Sound Clip. And want to hear from you.
We still want to hear from you, but right now, checking in, we have the mayor of the District of Columbia, Mayor Muriel Bowes, is on the line. Hey, Mayor, are you there?
Yes, Allison, Mark, how are you?
Doing good. Okay, Mayor, thank you so much for checking in. Can you tell us how the social distancing in the city is going? We're coming to you from our home.
Well, we continue to press the message, Allison, because that's the only way we're going to beat this virus. And if we stick together, we can get on the other side of this sooner. We of course are concerned about escalating infection and more people going into the hospital and hitting our peak in the district sometime late May into June. So while we're preparing, everybody in D.C. can help us bend that curve by staying home and only going out when absolutely necessary.
Mayor, I know you don't want to use force, but what do you propose for people who are not really paying attention and following the rules as far as social distancing?
Well, we are approaching it. I'm sure that you saw scenes from our fish market at the wharf. We've got complaints about different parks or other food markets. And so we had to shut down in one case. We're working with those vendors because we really don't want to shut down the supply of food, fresh food at the markets or fresh fish. But we have to make sure that all of our businesses are complying. The last thing that anybody wants is for a festival type scene or casual shopping or socializing when so many people are committed to staying home and so many people have been negatively impacted. We all have to do our part.
We're on the line with Mayor Muriel Bowser from the District of Columbia. And Mayor, I know that the city was supposed to reopen at the end of April. Do you think you'll stick with that deadline?
Well, we have extended our public health emergency by 45 days beyond April 24th. So that will take us to June 8th. However, we are monitoring our data each day to see if we see decreases in infection levels. What decreases will tell us is that we can begin to think about slowing down on social distancing. I don't think it's going to be a case that we go all the way open on one day, but there may be different types of activities that could come back. And I think that our models, quite frankly, Allison, are inconclusive at this point about when that will be. But it may be before June 8th. My big message is I know that these are uncertain times and there are a lot of people in our community suffering. People just weeks ago who had vibrant businesses, laid off employees. They don't know how they're going to make the rent. People who had good paying jobs don't know how they're going to pay their mortgages or their rent. Single parents trying to figure out how to work from home and homeschool their kids. So there is just a lot of uncertainty and anxiety in our city and in our region. And my heart breaks for the people who are suffering. But I just want to say that we were a strong city going into this. We're going to get through this together and we'll be strong again.
Mayor, we can always count on you for that uplifting word. And we appreciate you. I hope you know that. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, Madam Mayor, coming up, my timeline on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.